You're listening to KNKX. It's been nearly 20 years since the federal government listed Puget Sound Chinook salmon as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The fish inhabit one of the most urbanized watersheds in the region. Local governments have just updated a 10-year recovery plan. One of the new priorities they're addressing is a possible link between fish mortality and artificial light. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
On a cold winter's night, a team of federal researchers has just pulled in a net from the south end of Lake Washington. Here in the shallows at Renton's Jean Coulon Park is where lots of baby Chinook spend several months growing before they head out to Puget Sound and then the ocean. The researchers are counting how many gathered beneath a light they put up over the water compared to a spot where there was no light. And after just 2 hours, the difference is pretty dramatic.
Usually what we're getting about in the level of like 10 times what we see in our light is what we'll see in a control site.
Biologist Roger Tabor is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says normally at night, Chinook are spread out on the lake bottom, resting and not doing much.
But if you turn the lights on, they naturally attract to the lights. They start to school up, and they're up off the water column. And they'll act more like it's during they would see during a daytime behavior.
He says they're documenting how this attraction can make the Chinook more vulnerable to prey, such as larger fish and birds. They've seen great blue herons swoop in while they were working here.
We've had it happen a couple times where they'll come right into our lights. And exactly where we have a pile of Chinook sitting right underneath the lights, we'll get a great blue heron there who could eat, you know, a very large number of Chinook in a very short period of time.
So now they're testing different types of light to see if there's one that might be less attractive to the little Chinook. Tabor says his fieldwork will be retested in lab settings in collaboration with scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey. And while it may be a small piece in the puzzle of recovering endangered Chinook, the hope is that in some cases, helping out might be as simple as changing a light bulb. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.